Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Razaban, if IFL TV proudly sponsored by Everlast, with me, Dynamite, Fraser Clark. Same Fraser.
Dynamite.
Dynamite, I just felt like saying it.
That's DDD, man. Come on. Big phrase. No, I'm all good, man. I'm all good.
Been a while since I caught up with you. How's the healing of the hand since the operation?
It's coming on really well now. I know I say that all the time, but it was a big relief this week, you know, to like finally throw a right hand, hit the bag first of all, with like, you know, with a bit of force behind it. There was finished as a good session, no pain. And then I did a little bit of like light sparring. I think, you know, psychologically it's still a bit like when you come back from injury, it's always in your head a little bit, but you know, it's getting there week by week now. Just start like trusting it's healed and letting it go. So we're on course now, we're doing good.
It's always difficult, obviously. It's your mechanic, it's your main weapon, and you go through this extreme procedure where they put you to sleep, get it sorted, and then all of a sudden you got to think about, is it going to be the same again?
Yeah, it's a nightmare, you know. Like, I can all I can do really is say thank you to the nurses and the surgeon at Derby Hospital. They, without them, I'm trying to think of his name now, it's left my head. Mr. A, that's what we'll go. Yeah, you know what, because without him, obviously it was a bit of an emergency job, do you know what I mean? And with the COVID pushback, it was all a bit of a crazy process, but they fixed me up good. And yeah, it's a psychological thing, do you know what I mean? Like, I've been injured before, won't be the last time neither. But eventually, you know, the bit in my head that will just say, you know what, just start letting it go. Weeks and weeks and weeks, the confidence comes, and there we go from there.
What's the plans though? So in terms of getting out next, you got a date in mind or a month by?
Yeah, you know, like I said, I've not been like, I didn't stop training. I've always been training, working on different bits and bobs. But I think, you know, there's a certain level you need to get to in terms of sharpness and ring time, sparring and doing the rounds, fully 100% doing the rounds. So I'm looking to be out at the end of July, you know. I've had a couple of conversations, and July 30th, we're going to try and make that happen, you know.
2 weeks ago, Richard Riappo, great victory. We've got a guy there, an athlete who wants to come and challenge for world honours. Today, we're here at Coventry. We're almost looking at kind of the next generation, the next, who's going to be that next superstar. Anyone you're looking forward to tonight?
Do you know what? I think the guy that won the prize, like Chima, I think, you know, every now and then you find them like them rough diamonds. I think he's got. I've already seen the driver. He's got a mad following. But I think he can definitely fight as well. Do you know what I mean? And just looking at him, he looks like a down to earth, humble guy. Works in a shop, trains old school. I seen like a little clip in his gym. Old school guy gets in there, does the work. Him. Corey Gibbs, I seen him, you know, from my days on Team GB. In his youngest day, he was unbelievable. You know, the talent when he was young, he was unbelievable. And then he sort of went missing for a bit, but now he won the prize fight. Is that what they call it? Yeah, boxing series. So yeah, I think Corey's a good talent as well. But to be honest, tonight's one of the first nights. Obviously, the last fight I'm with Richard, I'm heavily invested because my gym friend, Jimmy, is my friend. Tonight, I just want to come and see some good boxing, you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of good talent on.
Sky announced a couple of weeks ago the signing of Jose Parker, a heavyweight, to the roster. We know the heavyweights has always been thriving over the last couple of years. Is that a fight that potentially can happen down the line?
Yeah, so it's a long way away from it. Do you know what I mean? I want to know. Joe Parker's been a world champion.
Money talks, though.
Money talks. Of course it does. Of course it doesn't. But I've got to do the business my end, you know. Joe Parker's a great fighter, great signing for Sky. I think that's what they need to be looking at now, you know, a couple of headliners, and he can definitely do that, you know. So you've got to commend him on being a guy from New Zealand and having such a good following in England, you know. He's got a lot of support, but he's a nice guy, he's funny, he's comical. You look at his Instagram, his jokes, you know, with the videos. Good fighter, but definitely one day down the line, they're the kind of people I'm aiming for 100%.
Spoke to you just briefly off camera there. Anthony Joshua and Alexander Usyk did the press conference, looked lively in terms of the promotion and stuff like that. How's that in the gym at the moment? Obviously, we know Angel's there, you work with Angel, but Robert Garcia's coming on. Obviously, would have been good for yourself as well to get that experience from Robert.
Yeah, you know, like I always say this, I'm a sponge. I'm a sponge. I'm a boxing geek, enthusiast. To be working close with, first of all, Angel Fernandez, you know, like, I know Robert Garcia's coming in, and big props to Robert. He's a good guy, great coach. But Angel Fernandez, you know, he's doing a fantastic job, you know. I'm not just saying this. He's doing a fantastic job of nurturing and controlling the camp, putting the sessions together. He's really on top of his game, you know. This guy lives and breathes the fight game. Robert Garcia has all the experience, you know, you need. So to be around these people, boxing enthusiasts, for me, it's a dream.
You've been in the gym for many, many years. Has the mindset changed from Joshua? Have you seen something different in him in this camp compared to Usyk 1?
100%. I think that's coming in week by week. He's a challenger again, isn't he? Do you know what? That does a lot for someone's mindset. Do you know what I mean? When you want something back, that does a lot for your mindset. He's still the same guy. He's working hard, and you know, I'm that guy in the gym. Listen, if I see any of the lads demotivated or down, I'm giving him a push, so I'm always nudging Joshua, because like this time I want him to be, I'm not saying he wasn't last time, but I want him to die in that gym, give it everything in the gym, so then if he goes to Saudi and he gives it everything, I know he can win this fight. Very difficult fight, but I know he can win it. When you got power like he has and you put shots together like he does, you can definitely do it. It's just going to be really difficult, but you've got to put it all in the gym, and he's doing that.
I saw the first fight recap of it a week ago, just wanted to watch it again, and I saw your reaction in the background. You had your hand on your head, thinking, you know, in that last round it's gonna go away from Joshua. But
I knew it from about round probably. Yeah, I think he had a good round six, if I remember rightly, and I thought, but he needs to. These people are clever, you know. Usyk and the team, they're clever. They ain't gonna let him build a momentum. After round six, I think he had a really good round. Round seven, Usyk come back firing, knocked the momentum out again. It's an uphill battle again from there. I knew he'd lost the fight. You know, there was a few people there, a few of my good friends, people I know, boxing people, that were giving it the thumbs up, and I was saying, no man, he's lost the fight. It's sad, but he's lost the fight. But yeah, listen, this guy is what you call a thoroughbred. You know what I mean? Like, He doesn't want nothing given to him. He's going to work. He's working his arse off to get back. You know, get that win back. No one likes to lose to anyone. AJ's no different.
Obviously, Alexander Usyk said on the press conference, "Listen, the goal is undisputed. But for Joshua to become undisputed, they need to fight Fury. Fury needs to come out of retirement. He's got that WBC belt still. He wants $500 million. Is that mind games? Is that realistic?
Half a billy. Come on, man. Big Tyson's calling the shots, isn't he? Yeah, that's too much money. Where's he getting that money from? I know these guys in Saudi, they love their boxing, and if this show is good, then the 500 billion could be there, you know. The 500 mil, that could be there in Saudi, because, you know, these lot have got endless money. But that's too much. Let's be like realistic. But it is a bit of a pain that it's not straightforward. The winner just goes and fights Fury. He's then got to decide where everyone's come out of retirement. He just wanted to keep going, but, you know, it's up to him, and he's his own boss. No one ain't telling Fury shit, so if he decides to fight again, I think he'll come back in and do very well, because he's a good fighter. If not, you know, relinquish the belts and let everyone else have a go at him.
Just finally, before I let you go, I know you're here for the show. Jake Paul, Tommy Fury has been announced. A lot of people were dissing Jake Paul when he started boxing, saying he couldn't make it. He couldn't even get to like a southern area level in the UK. Is he fighting a legitimate boxer now? Can we finally say after this fight if he's good enough?
He's fighting a legitimate boxer, yeah, boxer. But it's still like, he's fighting a novice, isn't he? You know what I mean? Tommy Fury is up and coming. It's the name, do you know what I mean? The Tommy Fury, the Love Island bits and this and that. And you know what? I'm Team Fury. I'm all the way, you know. I'm backing the Brit. Hope he goes over and hope he knocks him spark out. Hope he does a job on him. But what I've said is, Jake Paul, with him being such a novice himself, these people are awkward to fight. You know, believe it or not, some of these novice guys, they come out, they do mad things, you know, that you can't train for. And he doesn't, you know, he just does little things off, like the tempo where he fights at, the rhythm, it's all a bit mad. It could become quite scrappy and quite awkward, I think. So I hope Fury, Tommy's working on, you know, like that inside game, grabbing him up and really digging him on the inside, rough him up as well, you know, let him know you're in a proper fight now. But he's got good people. Listen, he don't need me to tell him, he's got great people around him. I'm sure they give him all the best advice and, you know, bring it back, Fury, man.
Would you be surprised if Jake wins?
In America, for all this money, no, I won't be surprised. If it's close, I'd say they'll probably give it to him. I don't really care, really. Anyway, you know, I ain't that arsed about it. I'd like Fury to win, you know, just for the sake of, is it an Englishman? But these aren't the fights we care about, you know what I mean? We want proper fights.
Press o'clock, enjoy your night, and I'm sure we'll catch up very soon with some fight news for yourself.
Hopefully, man. Respect.
Press o'clock, IFL TV. Thank you. Sports Social Podcast
Network. Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.